following is a presentation. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
Well, welcome to Highmore. Dustin Stortzum alongside Big Daddy Dave Williams. The duo is back today for the Hoops Classic here in Highmore as we have a full schedule for you this morning and into the afternoon. Our first game, though, of the morning, North Central, the Thunder, 4-11 on the season, taking on 6-6 Lower Brule. The Lady Sioux come in here. These two teams squaring off for the first time this season. A beautiful gym here in Highmore. Actually, we're at the auditorium here in Highmore, and should be a lot of fun. A lot of great basketball to be played this morning and into the afternoon.
Absolutely. We're looking for some fun games, and it's a Saturday full of basketball here at the City Auditorium, and it's the great crew here at Highmore making as welcome as they always do, and we've got a good spot up here to take in all the games.
Yeah, we certainly do, and we want to give a shout-out to our sponsors for this morning's coverage between North Central and Lower Brule. First, starting out with Core Trust Bank, Arts Body Shop, Battle Healthcare, First State Bank of Roscoe, Drake's Place in Battle, and also Kauk's Meat Market, Double M Crop in Service, Turner Drug, Dakota Country Store, Dale's Building Supplies, and also AP Express, Rock Tough, Ken's Food Fair, Roscoe Hardware, Dakota Insurance Solutions, Seed Solutions of Roscoe, Premier Equipment, and then also to CHS River Plains, Canby's Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. We are in your Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show, and we will kick it to a quick 3-minute break or so. When we come back, we will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineups and then tip off. From Highmore, you're listening to the DRG Media Sports Network.
The team at Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Sand in Mobridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mobridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle? Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, "In the community to serve," goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back here to Highmore Tip-Off. Inside of the auditorium, quickly won by the Lady Thunder, and they go down and score right away. Genesis Jacobs with the first 2 points on the board to begin things. A beautiful tip there from Hope Horner. And it's the North Central Thunder who are on the board first. It's the Lady Sioux answering right back with 2 points of their own. Juliana LaRoche putting it in for two. And we're all knotted up here. 7:35 to go in the opening quarter. Vandervoorst with it, being double teamed, and she gets it stolen away. Goodlow comes up with the steal. LaRoche throwing it up court. Wells has it now, dribbling with the left hand to the baseline, swinging it to the corner. Now Breland LaRoche trying to get it down low, and it's stolen away. Here's Genesis Jacobs the other way, all by herself to the rim, and she'll lay it home for two. She's got the first 4 points on the board for the Thunder. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Goodlow brings it across the timeline, swinging it to the right side. Now over to the corner. Goodlow dribbling with the right hand, gets it down low. Shot is up and no good, in and out by Juliana LaRoche, and we have a foul.
So good tempo right off the bat from both teams, back and forth, and looking to get off to a good start, and so far they are.
The Lady Thunder coming in with a 4-11 record on the season. Lower Brule, the Lady Sioux, at 6-6, and it's Genesis Jacobs down low with a nice look. She can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound goes to Horner. She can't get her shot to fall either, but another board here, and Vandervoorst will shoot from three. And Vandervoorst's three-pointer is no good off the back of the rim. It'll go out of bounds and last touched by the Lady Thunder. North Central leading Lower Brule 4-2 with 6:30 to go in the opening quarter. Goodlow brings this one across the half-court line, dribbles with her left hand, now hands it off. Wells has it, dribbling to the right wing. She'll now drive to the about a mid-range jumper. She throws it up. It's blocked, but an offensive rebound going to Juliana LaRoche, and she puts it in for two. So LaRoche up to 4 points here in the opening quarter. We're all knotted up at four apiece. Frickson on the drive baseline. Had a look there from the low block. She decided to throw it back outside, recovered by the Lady Thunder, and here's Frickson again with it. Thought about a mid-range jumper, throws it back outside. Jacobs a three! And it was on the floor, so the shot will not count. It was an off-ball foul. Brittany Frickson went to the floor there. That would have been 7 points already for Genesis Jacobs had that three counted.
Yeah, and that was a great shot she got off. Unfortunately, it doesn't go up on the scoreboard.
5:49 to go here in the opening quarter. It is 4-4. Our scoreboard reads 7-4 right now, but it is 4-4. Here's Frickson's shot. That's up no good. Off the front of the rim. Here come the Lady Sioux the other way. 5:35 to go in the opening quarter. And we have a travel called.
I'm wondering here, Dave, if they didn't count that three-pointer and then the foul was afterwards because it was an off-ball foul.
Right, and that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, she got the three, and then it was on her team off the ball.
Right. So Jenessa Jacobs with 7 points already, and
absolutely,
we still have 5:25 to go in the opening quarter. She threw up another shot, but it was blocked away out of bounds, last touch by the Thunder. So Lower Brule will take control of the basketball. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter, 7-4 North Central. Here's Goodlow with the left hand, top of the key, pulls up for three, wide open. She left it short. Offensive rebound again, going into the hands of Estes. And a foul called, or excuse me, that is Thompson, Caitlin Thompson of Lower Brule. So Thompson will go to the line here for two shots. And the first one is good. Makes the score 7-5, North Central with the lead. Here's free throw number two. First personal foul going against Hope Horner. And the second free throw is good. That's a 2-for-2 on the free throws. Cuts the lead down to one. And some full court pressure coming from Lower Brule. A foul called quickly after the inbounds pass. Brittany Frickson hit the floor again. And that is the first personal foul against Hillary Goodlow. 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. Jacobs has it. Loses control of the basketball. Being double-teamed momentarily, tries to get it back to Frickson, who now has it. She'll throw it up across the half-court line to Vandervoorst. Vandervoorst down low, shot blocked. Offensive rebound going to Horner. She can't get it to fall either. Lower Brule in transition. Here's Goodlow from the free-throw line. Back outside. Jab step by LaRoche. She'll drive, throws up a shot. It's no good. Another offensive rebound. That won't go either for Lower Brule. They've had a lot of offensive rebounds here in the opening quarter, but have not taken advantage of all of them. Here's Frickson. Outside, Vandervoorst has it. Now swinging it over to the corner. Jacobs, a three-pointer, looking for her first 10 points of the game already. That shot won't fall. Here's Lower Brule the other way, and they quickly... No, it won't score in transition. The layup rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to North Central. And Jenessa Jacobs the other way, she'll try to go coast to coast. Her shot is blocked away, and Juliana LaRoche has to have 5 blocks here in the first 4 minutes of this ballgame for Lower Brule.
She has been busy down there, like you said, blocking shots and grabbing offensive rebounds. Hasn't been able to convert. If they could, convert a little bit more on those offensive boards, they'd be ahead right now in front of the Thunder.
7-6 North Central. We will take a 30-second Integra timeout break. We come back, the conclusion of your first quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Fortress Bank, our commitment to our customers reaches beyond the monetary aspects and into the communities in which we live, do business, and raise our families. Being recognized by Forbes magazine as the 2019 Best Bank in South Dakota shows specifically the great customer service and skills of our employees and their impact in the community. We are grateful our customers see these qualities and continue to choose us as their financial partner. Thank you from all of us at Fortress Bank in Bowdell. Member FDIC.
The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. 7-6 North Central leading Lower Brule, and off the timeout break, a three-pointer to the top of the key here for number two, Mackenzie Rollard. Here's North Central the other way, and Lower Brule with the lead. Shot is up, no good, by Horner, and Lower Brule the other way throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, long outlet pass there from Wells. She was the one that dropped the three there for the Lady Sue, but she was trying to find her teammate down low for an easy bucket, but just overthrew that one.
Jacobs to Frickson, and Frickson is fouled. Frickson has been physical here in the opening quarter. Hit the floor a couple times, had a couple hard fouls as well. First personal foul on LaRoche. Here's Jacobs. Top of the key, bounce pass to the right wing. Frickson has it, jump stops at the top of the key, gets it down low. And number 11 there, Ella Batty, got it knocked out of her hands, as coming to the bench for North Central is number 2, Caitlin Horner. Jacobs to inbound underneath their own basket. Referee going over to the scores table, making sure everything is situated here. Jacobs to inbound. She'll get it in to Vandervoorst on the three-point line. Vandervoorst to the corner. Frickson has it. Down low, Horner. Horner to Batty. Batty not able to corral it, but Hope Horner coming up with a basketball. She'll throw up a shot. It's no good. Rebound goes to Juliana LaRoche. Here's Lower Sioux the other way. Tough shot up. No good by Caitlin Thompson. North Central now back in control of the basketball. Frickson has it on the low block, and she's fouled. It's the third time Frickson has hit the floor here for North Central in the opening quarter.
Yeah, I know they're trying to get her involved as she's the leading scorer on the team, but things just have not been there. So thankfully, Jacobs has had the hot hand this period.
Inbound to Ella Batty, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Lady Thunder. Second personal foul against Hillary Goodlow for the Lady Sioux. Jacobs to inbound. Gets it in at the top of the key. Horner swinging it around. Vandervoorst on the left wing. Dribbles with the right hand. Now gets to the corner. Jacobs down low to Horner. Horner back outside to Caitlin Horner now. Frickson has it. Guarded closely here, and a jump ball called. Carmen Wells was able to get in there and force the jump ball. Possession arrow going into the hands of the Lady Sioux. 2:30 to go in the opening quarter. 9-7, Lower Brule leading in North Central. Here's a wide open look down low. Wells puts it home for two. Nice cut to the basket there by Carmen Wells. She was able to put it in for an easy two and a near steal on the full court press, and we have a foul. Breland LaRoche will pick up the foul for Lower Brule. That's already six team fouls in the opening quarter for the Lady Sioux. They lead things 11-7. Checking out of the game is Caitlin Horner. And now Frickson, top of the key, has it off the inbounds pass. Dribble with the right hand to the right wing. Bounce pass back to the top of the key. Jacobs has it. She'll pull up for three. That's number 10 for her. The bank is open on a Saturday morning, Dave.
Yeah, she found the right bank to go to. And goodness, she's got all the points for the Thunder so far. And they need to be able to share the wealth here. And you can see that. They're trying to get things set up and get just the right shot. But the longer they work at it, it gives the Lady Sioux a chance to clamp down and turn the ball around. And they've been having somebody down on the other end for an easy open shot. Haven't been completely falling, all of them, but they're getting the opportunities.
So Jacobs with all 10 points here for the Lady Thunder. They still trail 11-10. An offensive foul for Lower Brule. That goes against number 55, Juliana LaRoche. North Central on the other end could not get their shot to fall. And here come the Lady Sioux. Shot blocked down low. Jacobs coming up with the steal. 1:30 to play in the opening quarter. 11-10. Lower Brule with the lead. Jacobs to the left wing. Vandervoorst has it. Back outside. Caitlin Horner now dribbling with the left hand at the top of the key. Looking around. Vandervoorst now has it. Vandervoorst dribbling to the free throw line. To the high post. And a 3-second violation going against the Lady Thunder. Ella Batty spent a little too time in the paint there on that possession.
Yeah, got caught there by the law on the court and said, nope, you can't just plant yourself there.
1:08 to go in the opening quarter. Lower Brule 11, North Central 10. Here's LaRoche. LaRoche, nice feed down low. Shot is up, no good, but a foul called. Sazoo will go to the line here for two shots. Second personal foul going against Hope Horner. The 5'10" center for North Central. She will head to the bench. Frickson will come back in. First free throw is good as well. So make the score Lower Brule 12, North Central 10. And the second free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound by Batty. And here's Frickson the other way. She wants to move in transition. Finds Horner the other way, but a big-time block.
Wow.
Again by Juliana LaRoche. It's not going to be a freebie download today for North Central.
Not at all. They're going to have to work for it against her.
Here's Jacobs. Off the inbounds. Nice bounce pass down low to Frickson. And throwing it up with the left hand. It's no good, but a late foul called. And Frickson will go to the line for two free throws. Opportunity to tie things up with 48 seconds to go in the opening quarter. That is the first personal foul on Carmen Wells as Frickson's free throw is no good. One more from the line here. Frickson, North Central's leading scorer on the season. The second free throw is good. So make the score Lower Brule 12, North Central 11. Quickly in transition. Here's the Lady Sue and ball on the floor. We have a jump ball called and possession arrow going into the hands of North Central. So a quick turnover for Lower Brule. North Central with an opportunity to take the lead before the quarter expires. 4 seconds separate the shot clock and the game clock. Frickson trying to get it down low. Vandervoorst has it in the corner now. Got a wide open three-point look. It's no good. Rattles in and out. Coming down with the rebound is Caitlin Thompson, and a foul called. And we'll go against Jenessa Jacobs, who has 10 of her team's 11 points in this opening quarter. She'll head to the bench for the first time. 17 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Wells walking this one across the half court line. Now dribbling with the left hand, gets a screen. Guarded by Dausch. Over to the top of the key. Wide open three-point look is up. Rattles in.
Oh my goodness.
What a three-pointer there at the buzzer by Caitlin Thomas. And that will make the score after one quarter of play. Lower Brule 15, North Central 11. We will go to a quick timeout break when we come back. The start of your second quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you do, Art's Body Shop in Eureka is the only call you need to make. Art's Body Shop, the finest in auto body repair and painting, has the team to do it all. They offer complete collision repair, 24-hour wrecker service, rock chip repair, complete windshield replacement, and locksmith services. So when life throws you a dent, Art's Body Shop can pull it out. Call 284-2524. Art's Body Shop, where the service is excellent and the final result is even better.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. 15-11, Lower Brule with the lead over North Central. Some big time blocks by Juliana LaRoche of Lower Brule and a huge first quarter for Jenessa Jacobs of North Central.
Yeah, LaRoche down low. Her along with number 11 there, Caitlin Thompson, really a good presence down low for the Lady Sue. They didn't make it easy for the Thunder, and the Thunder really relied on Jenessa Jacobs, as she has 10 of the 11 points, and they're going to need to be able to spread that out around a little bit more and get some other people on the score sheet as well to stay with the Lady Sue.
Jacobs with two personal fouls after one quarter of play as well, so she will begin the second quarter on the bench for the Lady Thunder. Obviously want to keep her out of foul trouble. They could use her down the stretch here in the fourth quarter. I got a feeling this is going to be a close game. A deep three-pointer is up no good by Carmen Wells to begin things for Lower Brule. And North Central with the basketball now. Here's Vandervoorst, the starting eighth grader for this North Central team. Frickson has it. Top of the key, handing it off to Dausch. Dausch to Vandervoorst, guarded closely by Wells. And an offensive foul going against Brittany Frickson. So that is the fifth team foul for North Central in this opening half. The first personal on Brittany Frickson. 7:18 to go in the opening quarter. Lower Brule 15, North Central 11. Here's LaRoche down low. LaRoche rattles in and out. She gets her own offensive rebound over Batty. Her second effort won't go. Her third effort won't go. And finally, North Central coming down with the rebound. Frickson the other way. Top of the key, swinging it to the left wing corner. Download of Vandervoorst. The mid-range jumper is up and good. Amory Vandervoorst gets on the board. And that lead is cut down to just two. Thompson has it in the corner. Back outside, Wells. Down low to LaRoche. Her shot is up, no good. 6:35 to go in the opening half. It is 15-13. Lower Brule. Frickson's pass. Full court pass down the other way to Ella Batty is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Thunder, so a quick turnover. And Lower Brule will have possession of the basketball again. Here's Carmen Wells. Wells, a bounce pass to the high post. Back to Wells on the baseline. Swing it outside. Thompson has it to the left elbow. Wide open feed to Marley Sazu. And she gets it to go from deep.
Yeah, her first three-pointer of the morning here. And, well, she's got four on the game so far.
Here's Horner. Trying to answer back with a three of her own, and she gets it to fall right between the eyes from downtown. Now lead cut down to two again. Under six to play in the opening half. 18-16, Lower Brule over North Central. Wells walks it across the half-court line. Hands it off to Zoo, now into the left wing. Wells to the high post. Allie Wells now has it, swings it outside, and the shot is left long, but a steal there by Carmen Wells, and she puts it in for two.
Just snuck right in there, stole it, and had the easy layup.
Frickson the other way. Started closely, and we have a foul. And that will go against Carmen Wells. I believe that's her second personal foul, and Frickson will go to the line here for a 1-1.
Yeah, the Lady Sioux are not afraid to get up and play tight defense on you at all.
They certainly have been aggressive here in the opening half. 1-1 opportunity for Frickson, and she gets the first one to fall, and an opportunity to go 2-for-2 now. Here's the second free throw coming up. And it is no good. Off the front of the rim and hits the backboard and rattles out. Wells the other way. She'll drive baseline. Throws up a shot on Frickson. Nice job by Frickson to stand tall, and the shot was no good. Last touched by Lower Brule. And a timeout by Casey Vandervoorst and the Lady Thunder. 5:15 to go in the opening half. Lower Brule 20. North Central 17. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout break when we come back. Some more second quarter action on the DRG Media Sports Network.
So you had an appointment with a specialty physician and are cleared for 6 months. Great news, right? 6 months later, the weather turns bad, you have a family emergency, or you simply can't make your appointment. Now what? Thanks to telehealth and the interactive solutions provided by the Bottle Healthcare Center, you can keep your appointment. Most specialty doctors' follow-up appointments can be done through telehealth, giving you peace of mind to keep that appointment. Telehealth is available through the Bottle Healthcare Center.
Well, welcome back here to Highmore. The Action Classic, it's 20-17. Lower Brule leading North Central in a pretty tight and contested first half.
Yeah, it really has been. I think that's what we're going to see through the game here is, you know, getting the most out of the opportunities you have, and especially on the free throw line. Right now, North Central, they are 2 of 4, where the Lower Brule, 3 of 4. Thus far, and it may come down to just something as simple as who's hitting those free throws.
Vandervoorst will dribble it across the half court line, being double teamed. She hands it off to Frickson. Frickson will drive down the baseline and turns the ball over. And the other way, Lower Brule turning it over. Frickson coming up with the basketball. She'll try to go coast to coast, and she lays it in easily for two. And that lead cut down to just one. 4:50 to go in the opening half. Lower Brule 20, North Central 19.
First bucket on the floor there for Frickson, so maybe that will kind of get her started.
LaRoche battling Ella Batty down low, and she'll answer right back for a two of her own. A lead now back up to three here for the Lady Sioux. Frickson. Double teamed at the half court line. Bounce pass to Vandervoorst. She'll dribble with the left hand. Gets a screen from Dausch. Vandervoorst to the corner. Frickson thought about a three. Now she'll drive. Throws up a floater. Missed all of it. And coming down with the rebound was Allie Wells. Here's Laura Brule the other way, and again they turn it over.
Yeah, the ladies who are not afraid to just throw it down the court in transition, if they're going to do that, that's a little something I think they need to work on because they're just a little off on those passes.
Jenessa Jacobs, she has 10 points already for North Central. She checks back into the game with two personal fouls. Frickson driving, bounce pass down low, Horner shots up, no good, it's blocked away. Coming up with the basketball, though, is Frickson, and she stepped on the line there as soon as she grabbed the basketball, so Laura Brule will have control.
Yes, Azu getting in on the block party there for the Lady Sioux.
3:55 to go in the opening half. 22-19. Laura Brule leading North Central. Sazu has it, and an offensive foul.
Yeah, no doubt about that one. The elbow went up, and down goes the Thunder player. That's kind of an easy call right there.
Brittany Frickson was the one who drew that charge, and I tell you what, she's probably drew 6 charges of the 10 team fouls that Laura Brule has.
Yeah, she's been on the floor quite a bit.
Here's Horner in the corner. Double team. She gets out of it. Bounce pass to Vandervoorst, top of the key. Vandervoorst looking around, guarded closely by Wells as she hands it off to Jacobs. Jacobs down low, working on LaRoche. And she's able to beat her this time to the rim. The two-pointer falls, and the lead again cut down to just one with 3:25 to go in the opening half.
Yeah, nice spin move there for Hope Horner and getting on the score sheet for the first time.
Wells, the three-pointer. She answers right back with a three of her own. Lead back out to 4 for Lower Brule. 25-21. We have a good one right here to begin things in the Action Classic here at the High Moore Auditorium. Frickson. Bounce pass. Vandervoorst has it. Swinging it to the top of the key. Horner. Caitlin Horner with a shot. It's up no good. Left it short. Frickson on the floor with LaRoche. The ball still bouncing around. Jacobs finally coming up with it. And a late jump ball called. I'm surprised that it wasn't called earlier. My goodness.
I mean, nobody really had control of it as Frickson was kind of rolling around trying to grab it. And it's just, yeah, that was kind of a weird situation. Finally got the jump ball call, though.
2:49 to go in the opening half. 25-21. Lower Brule with the lead over North Central. Jacobs. Nice feed down low to Frickson, who gets it outside to Vandervoorst. Vandervoorst back to the left corner. Frickson, double team, gets out of it. Now gets to the high post, but she loses control of the basketball. And Lower Brule comes up with it, but another quick turnover.
Yeah, LaRoche did a great job on the steal, and then she tried to pass it off to Goodlow, and Goodlow wasn't ready. She was headed down the court.
Jacobs to inbound for North Central. Frickson out of the game for the Lady Thunder. Here's Jacobs, double-teamed. Bounce pass to Vandervoorst, top of the key, swinging to the corner. Dauch now has it. Dauch back to Vandervoorst. She'll dribble with the right hand to the top of the key. Guarded closely by Wells, back to the left side. Dauch a three-pointer, it's up no good. Rattles in and out. Offensive rebound going to the Lady Thunder. Here's Vandervoorst just inside the three-point line. That won't fall. Another offensive rebound. Horner, she can't get it to go either. And LaRoche finally coming down with it for the Lady Sioux. 2 minutes to play in the opening half. Here's Carmen Wells trying to feed it down low. It was tipped away, but right into the hands of Breland LaRoche, and she gets it to fall for 2. That lead out to 6 now for Lower Brule.
Yeah, right place, right time there for LaRoche, and extending that lead worked out for him.
Dauch double-teamed, feeds it to the corner. Vandervoorst, she's now getting double-teamed as it gets tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Lady Thunder, 1:39 to play in the opening half. Jacobs will inbound this one for the Lady Thunder. She's able to get it into Vandervoorst. Guarded closely here by Wells. Hands it off. Caitlin Horner to Dauch. Into the corner. Jacobs a three-pointer. It's no good. Left long. And coming down with the basketball is Vandervoorst. She'll throw up a three-pointer now. It's good! Just what the doctor ordered for the Lady Thunder. They're back within 3 with 1:20 to play in the opening half. Wells trying to answer back a three of her own right between the eyes from downtown. Carmen Wells another three for the Lady Sioux. They lead 30-24.
She is not afraid to pull up wherever she is outside that three-point arc, and she's been nailing them. That's her third three-pointer of the morning.
11 points for her, and now she comes up with a steal. No, she didn't. It goes into the hands of Hope Horner, who throws up a shot off the side of the backboard. No good. 50 seconds to play in the opening half. 30-24, Lower Brule leading North Central. Here's another three-pointer. Heat check. It's no good. Hope Horner coming down with the rebound for the Lady Thunder. Vandervoorst up court. Dausch has it. To the left wing, Jacobs, a wide open three. It's no good. Dausch right in the middle of three Lady Sue, but she cannot come down with the rebound. LaRoche with it. Up court and an easy two-pointer here for Sazoo. It's an eight-point lead for Lower Brule. 17 seconds to go in the first half. Things starting to fall apart here for the Lady Thunder. To end the second quarter, here's Dausch. Top of the key, getting it to the baseline. Caitlin Horner dribbling with the right hand. A bounce pass stolen away by Wells. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Down to one, and a foul called. And I believe they're going to call that foul before the shot. So 1.9 seconds to go. Inbound pass coming. Lady Sue will need a quick shot here as Frickson checks back in. Vandervoorst to the bench. Wells to inbound. Gets it into the low block, tipped away by Frickson, and that's the end of our first half of play. 32-24, Lower Brule leading North Central at the break. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Teamwork, preparation, dedication, putting forth that extra effort that others won't. Sound like a recipe for a state championship? Actually, it's the approach at First State Bank of Roscoe to serve all of your financial needs. Good luck, Thunder, from First State Bank of Roscoe with branches in Bowdell and Eureka, your locally owned independent community bank. Member FDIC.
A relationship you can bank on. First State Bank of Roscoe.
All of us at Drake's Place C-Store in Bowdell invite you to stop by before or after the game. Hi, this is Ryan Drake, reminding you that we have everything you need to fill up both your tank and your appetite. Choose from subs, pizzas, chicken, or one of our delicious burgers. We also carry snacks, beverages, and more. After the game, meet your friends for a beer and some snacks while you talk over the game. Or fill up your tank at the Drake's Place in Bowdell, proud sponsor of this game.
Cox Meat Market on the northeast edge of Eureka is your number one source for all your processing, smoking, and curing needs. Where it's beef, pork, or sausage, Cox Meat Market does complete custom processing. All orders are cut and wrapped the way you want it. You are guaranteed to taste the difference when you buy our locally raised meat at Cox Meat Market in Eureka. Call 284-5218 for your appointment. You can beat our prices, but you can't beat our meat.
Teamwork is the key to success, whether you are on the basketball court or in your cornfield. Hi, this is Mike Kessel from Double M Crop Service in Bowdell. You can use my 15 years of crop insurance experience to have a winning season with your farming operation. Call me at 605-281-1551 to discuss your strategy. As a team, we can win. Double M Crop Service is an equal opportunity agency.
Turner Drug, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy since 1985. Turner Drug offers a pharmacist and staff that knows you and your family. They're always ready to answer your questions and provide you with exceptional service when filling your prescriptions. Turn to the pharmacy that turns your questions into answers. Turner Drug. Good luck, students, athletes, parents, and coaches from Turner Drug in Bowdell. Visit Turner Drug on Main Street in Bowdell. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Well, welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. It's the Action Classic on the DRG Media Sports Network. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson back in the studio for us this morning and throughout the afternoon. We have a pretty good game through one half of play. It's Lower Brule 32. They're 6-6 on the season. They lead North Central 32-24. North Central's 4-11 on the year, and it was pretty tight throughout that first half. Toward the end there of the second quarter, got a little sloppy for North Central.
Yeah, it really did, and it kind of, I think, goes to their decision-making. I noticed that difference between the two. The Lady Sioux, when they go down the court, they pretty much know this is the play we're going to run. They stick to it. They make quick decisions. It may lead to a turnover. They may not score, but that plan is in place, and they do it. Where North Central was a little more hesitant in making those decisions, weren't quite as quick and crisp. And I noticed especially Vandervoorst, and I know she's young and this is going to come with more playing time, but kind of like she held on to the ball a little too long. There are some opportunities. She could have got the ball away quicker to somebody who was open. And I think that's what North Central, I mean, you can see Frickson out there kind of draws some of the attention, which helps really open things up for Jacobs. Because the last game I saw her, she was kind of the workhorse, but everybody was focusing on her. I mean, of course, now here in the second half, with her having a good chunk of the points, they're going to pay attention to her more. So that's where Frickson and some of the others need to step up for North Central and find some open shots, make some things happen, and crawl back into this one.
Yeah, you're certainly right. And, you know, I noticed when Jenessa Jacobs went to the bench, it seems like this team is a little unsure of what they want to do with the basketball. Jenessa Jacobs is such a good floor general. She can facilitate things on top of the key, whereas when she's out of the game, Amory Vandervoorst is kind of that player that they lean on to bring that ball across the timeline. And I just think sometimes, you talked about she's only an eighth grader.
Right.
And she's going to grow with this varsity experience. You know, as a starter in eighth grade, that is certainly impressive. But I still think that she's a little unsure about the offense and how things really flow without Jenessa Jacobs in the game.
Yeah, that I think is a really good point because, yeah, Jenessa, when she's out there, the ball gets here, there, and where it needs to go, and she's really pushing the team. Where Vandervoorst, she's still growing into that. And hopefully maybe in the second half, you know, they can say, hey, you know, make a quicker decision. Don't be afraid. If you see somebody open, get it right to them. And I think that's really what's going to help them. They did. When Jenessa had to sit down because of the fouls, it was a little different look for the team and a little more unsure, as you said. So hopefully, you know, they can keep her out of foul trouble to begin with.
Right.
For the second half here. And, you know, they just have to clean up some things. They didn't play a bad first half. I think they just have to be a little quicker with their decision-making.
Yeah, you're certainly right. And, you know, looking at the North Central roster, they have one player that's a senior this year.
Yeah.
So this whole roster is coming back next year, and I think they're going to be a really good team this next year. I mean, Caitlin Horner will be a senior next year, Brittany Frickson, Jenessa Jacobs will just be a junior next year. She's only a sophomore. So, I mean, this team just so incredibly young. On the other end of things, though, Lower Brule had a fantastic first half. Kind of had some problems controlling the basketball there in the first and second quarter. But other than that, I mean, they're scoring the basketball at ease right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're not afraid to throw it down the court, try for that quick strike. And it worked out for them quite a bit. Did well at the free throw line. They only got, you know, the four shots. Both teams only had four shots. But, you know, they had three out of the four that fell for them. They had a bunch of threes. Goodness. Carmen Wells drilled three of them. She's got, 13 points here in the first half. And she's not afraid to stop and pop no matter how deep she is away from the basket. And then down low, Juliana LaRoche, goodness, between the rebounding and the blocks. And she's got 6 points down low. But being that presence, making it tough on the Thunder down there, that has been big for this Lady Sioux too.
So, for our CHS River Plains keys to success in the second half, what does North Central have to do in order to come back and pull out a win?
I think they did well the first half. They just need to make those decisions quicker, not be afraid to, if they've got the shot, take it. It kind of looked like there was a few times where instead of taking an open shot, they passed it. They need to stop doing that. Just take the shot that's there and, just make sure they don't have any turnovers. They didn't have a lot in the first half. They really did a good job keeping track of the ball, and I think if they can do that, make quicker decisions, they should be able to pull within, pull closer in this one.
So for Lower Brule, they have an 8-point lead right now. What do they have to do to hold on?
they really need to do a better job of keeping a hold of the ball. They had a lot of turnovers. I mean, I know they're in the lead, but that's because they were really doing those quick strikes. They had somebody near the timeline and ready to take off after the rebound, and that really paid off for them. So if they can just kind of clean things up and hang on to the ball a little better, they had a lot of steals. Just stay aggressive like they were in the first half, and I think they'll be okay.
1:20 to go here before the start of our third quarter. The start of this third quarter will be sponsored by the Montana Dakota Utilities. Also a shout-out to CHS River Plains, Canby's Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and the clinics. We'll take a quick 30-second Integra timeout break when we come back. The start of our third quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Planning for next year is right around the corner. But do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Well, it's time to look at our Campbell County Collision starting lineups to begin the second half for the North Central Thunder. It'll be Caitlin Horner, Amory Vandervoorst, Brittany Frickson, Jenessa Jacobs, and Hope Horner. For Lower Brule, Carmen Wells, Breland LaRoche, Hillary Goodlow, Arlen Defender, and Juliana LaRoche to begin the second half. Both teams back on the floor, and it looks like we are ready for basketball. The Lady Sioux will have possession to begin things in this third quarter with an 8-point lead, 32-24, over North Central. Inbounds passes into Wells, and here we go in quarter number three. LaRoche, top of the key. Looking around, hands it off to Wells on the left wing. Wells back down low. LaRoche's shot's up and good over Hope Horner, and that's how we begin things in quarter number three. Largest lead of the game for the Lady Sioux. 34-24, and here's a pass deflected and stolen away. LaRoche the other way. Shot will not fall. And I believe we have an offensive foul called here. Yeah, it's an offensive foul called against the Lady Sioux.
A break there for the Thunder, because that was Jenessa Jacobs down low, and that would not be good to get her into foul trouble right off the bat. So
the third personal foul on Carmen Wells, and now she's getting into that foul trouble range here for the Lady Sioux.
Yeah, she definitely plays aggressive, so she's got to walk that fine line here for the rest of the second half.
Jenessa Jacobs on the right wing. She's at the volleyball line being double teamed. Trying to get to the corner. She'll swing it back to the top of the key. Here's Frickson from the free throw line. Left it short. Ball bounces around. Offensive rebound. Jacobs throws it up with the left hand. She gets her shot blocked. Another offensive rebound for Jacobs. A bounce pass down low now to Hope Horner, and it's stolen away. 7 minutes to go in the opening half. 33-24. The Lady Sioux with the lead. Goodlow with it. On the right elbow, trying to swing it down low, tipped away by Frickson and out of bounds, last touched by the Lady Thunder. Caitlin Thompson checking into the game here for Defender. She will head to the bench. Lady Sue swinging this one around, top of the key. Thompson has it. Not a good low as she drives. Trying to find LaRoche down low. Here's Carmen Wells for three, and Wells hitting another three-pointer. And had some words there for Brittany Frickson after that three-pointer.
Yeah, she came kind of diving at her trying to get that loose ball, and she says, this is how you do it.
And here she goes with a steal the other way. One-on-one with Vandervoorst, and a foul called as Carmen Wells gets to the rim, and she'll draw the foul and will now head to the charity stripe for two free throws. 37-24. Lower Brule with the lead now over North Central. First free throw of two is up and good. Second free throw coming up, and Carmen Wells has certainly been tough to stop from behind the three-point line. As the second free throw is good, it's a 2-for-2 on the free throws. Takes the score Lower Brule 39, North Central 24.
18 points here in the game for Wells.
Frickson to Vandervoorst. Vandervoorst to Jacobs, and a 3-second violation call against Hope Horner, and things are going from bad to worse for North Central to begin this second half. A quick timeout called by Casey Vandervoorst of North Central. She is frustrated on this near sideline. We'll take a 30-second timeout break when we come back. Some more third-quarter action on the DRG Media Sports Network.
The Dakota Country Store, owned and operated by Performance Oil, is your bulk fuel and oil supplier in Eureka. Number 2 Ag Diesel is now available at the pump. The Dakota Country Store is proud to serve the needs of the community and proud to sponsor high school sports and academics. Good luck tonight and good luck in the classroom. For fuel and game time goodies tonight and any night, visit the Dakota Country Store in Eureka.
Welcome back here to Highmore in the Action Classic, 39-24. Lower Brule with the lead over North Central in what has been a physical game so far between these two squads. And great start to the second half for Lower Brule. They've pulled away with things.
Yeah, Carmen Wells, really the leader of this team in North Central, hasn't had an answer for. It's hard to defend against the three, you know, because she'll shoot it from wherever. You don't know whether she's going to take it or not. And, you know, they've been giving her, she's got four of them so far this afternoon.
So North Central now coming with a full court press after the timeout break. Wells will get this one across the timeline, guarded closely by Frickson. These two have been going at it all game long. Here's a step back three-pointer, left it well long off the backboard, and coming down with it is Hope Horner. Vandervoorst the other way, Frickson. Has it, getting it to Horner, who throws up a shot. It's up and no good. Hope Horner has not had the luck she's wanted down low this morning for the Lady Thunder. Lower Brule the other way. Another three-pointer. Wells is good. She cannot miss from downtown right now.
No, she's shooting from all over different spots of the court. She's just, give her the ball, and she's putting it in.
18-point lead now for Lower Brule. They've just pulled away in this ball game in the third quarter. Frickson shots up, and that's just a frustration shot right there. Left it short, rebound going to the Lady Sue. Good low to LaRoche. Shot from the free throw line is up and good. A now 20-point lead here for Lower Brule over North Central with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. This has all happened in 3 minutes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And they're spreading it around. It's, I mean, yeah. Wells is hitting those threes, but she's not the only one scoring, and that's what the Thunder are running into, is they're just not, other than Jacobs for the most part, they're not getting shots to fall.
That's the fourth personal foul on Carmen Wells, so something to keep note of here. We'll see if North Central wants to go at her with four fouls in the game. Frickson on the drive. Floaters up. No good. Rebound by LaRoche. Here's a Lady Sue the other way. Carmen Wells to the rim. That shot won't fall. Rebound going to Vandervoorst. Genesis Jacobs the other way. Wells knows that she can't foul. Hope Horner down low on the left block, and she gets the shot to fall. Lead cut down to 18. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Lower Brule 44. North Central 26. Here's Goodlow. Just inside the three-point line, shot is up and good. A wide-open look there for LaRoche, and she gets it to fall again.
Yeah, she was behind the arc, didn't feel that she was going to nail that one, stepped up to where she felt comfortable and drained another bucket.
Vandervoorst to Jacobs. Jacobs top of the key to Horner. Horner outside to Frickson. Frickson on the right wing, dribbling to the baseline, getting double-teamed, throws up a shot, and LaRoche with a block. That was a vicious block by Juliana LaRoche. She basically palmed that ball into the ground right there.
Looked like a volleyball spike.
Right.
Goodness.
Here's LaRoche down low, and she's going to take it to Hope Horner down low, puts it in for two.
Gets her to double digits on the morning.
North Central obviously frustrated on the defensive side. Here's Vandervoorst, a three. That's up, no good. And going the other way, it's stolen away. Brittany Frickson for North Central putting it in for two. LaRoche. Bringing it across the half court line. Bounce pass. Down low, defender has it. Now to Juliana LaRoche, and another easy two for Juliana LaRoche.
Yeah, she's really, you know, stepped up. You could see Wells kind of backing off on her defense a little bit. Still shooting the ball, but down low is LaRoche making her presence known.
Jacobs, back to the top of the key. Frickson has it, working on Wells. Here's Vandervoorst. Thought about a three-pointer. Now brings it to the right elbow. Back outside to the left elbow. Genesis Jacobs, jump stops, throws up a shot. It's no good. Blocked away. Back to Jacobs. Her floater will not go. And Carmen Wells coming down with the basketball. A foul called. Frustration foul there for Genesis Jacobs. 51-28. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. A 30-second Integra timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe is proud to be a North Central Thunder sports sponsor. Dale's Building Supply carries high-quality lumber, siding, a large selection of shingles, decking materials, windows, doors, cabinets, paint, and much more. Let Dale and the staff help you with your next building project with their years of knowledge and expertise. They're locally owned and appreciate all their customers. Good luck, Thunder, from the crew at Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe.
.223 to go in the third quarter, 51-28. Lower Brule with the lead over North Central. We are inside the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams, and Daniel Peterson back in the studio, KMLO Studios. Want to give a special shout-out to him for making this broadcast run as smoothly as possible. Lower Brule with the basketball after the timeout break, and they'll bring things across the timeline here. Full court pressure from North Central, though. Here's LaRoche, high key, nice feed down low to Wells, working on Frickson, but Frickson with better defense.
Yeah, nice give-and-go play there. They just came up empty, but that's what they've been doing all game long, things like that.
Seems like right now, Dave, with the way North Central's offense is running, it's pretty much go down the court and find the first wide-open shot you can get, and things just are not working out for them as LaRoche again answering with another two-pointer the other way for Lower Brule.
Yeah.
Just tell the frustration, though, for this offense.
And at this point, they just need to forget about the score. Just try to take each trip and come up with something and see what happens.
Kaylin Horner shots no good. Genesis Jacobs, though, coming up with a steal. Bounce pass down low, and she gets it stolen away. Here's Lower Brule the other way. Carmen Wells all alone to the rim, and she puts it in for another 2 points.
And that's something North Central's had trouble with all game long. They'll send that person down there, and there's nobody back to defend.
Jacobs to the baseline. Frickson working down low. Throws up a tough shot over LaRoche. It's no good. Frickson, though, working to get the ball back, and she steps out of bounds. Lower Brule will take possession of the basketball. Things have unraveled here in quarter number three for North Central. They were down by just 8 at the break. Now it's 55-28. LaRoche finishing down low for 2.
Yeah, between her and Wells, they have just been racking up the points here in the third quarter, and it's been easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
There really has not been an answer for either one.
Genesis Jacobs, a three-pointer, and she gets one to fall. So Jacobs back on the board after scoring the first 10 points for her squad. I believe she's up to 13 here in the morning. Game between these two squads. Here's Carmen Wells answering back. A reverse layup that falls for 2. 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. 59-31. Lower Brule leading North Central. Jacobs, an NBA 3. A little heat check there as Patty bats it outside. And now North Central really not even getting back on defense at this point.
No. They're having a tough time with these Lady Sue, and my goodness, Jacobs, that was her first bucket since the first quarter.
My goodness.
They kept her off the score sheet up until right towards the end of the third period.
End of the third quarter here in Highmore. Lower Brule 59, North Central 31. We'll go to a quick 30-second break when we come back. The start of our fourth quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
AP Express of Roscoe would like to take this time to wish good luck to the North Central Thunder athletes in this game. They invite you to stop by before or after the game for great snacks, hot food, and your favorite beverages, as well as a full tank of gas. They have remodeled and now have a nice selection of groceries and seating area. AP Express is proud to be part of the area and proud to support this broadcast. They're behind you all of the way at AP Express in Roscoe.
Quarter number three in the books, and our scoreboard, our real tough livestock equipment of Mobrick scoreboard reads Lower Brule 59. They actually added another point on the board there for Lower Brule. North Central 31 at the end of three quarters of play. Dustin Stortsum, Big Daddy Dave Williams, and Daniel Peterson is back in the studio for us for these games throughout the day right here on 100.7 FM. KMLO, both teams just about ready to get back on the floor. And we'll see if the Lady Thunder can maybe tighten things up, because if Lower Brule can do it, you know, if they can pull away, North Central can bring it back here. There's still 8 minutes to play. The big lead for the Lady Sioux heading into quarter number four. Frickson will have it to begin things for North Central. Gets to the left wing. Dowsch dribbling with the right hand. Hands it off. Caitlin Horner, top of the key. Back to Frickson on the right wing, who will swing it over to Vandervorst. Vandervorst looking. Bounce pass to Horner. Over to the corner. Dowsch has it. Dowsch looking, getting it down low to Horner. Back outside. Vandervorst a three. It's the look they wanted, but it won't fall. Defender coming down with the rebound. Says Zoo. Bounce pass to Wells. She now has it top of the key. And I'm sure Lower Brule will take all the time they need here. But as soon as I say that, Horner coming down with a steal, and she'll quickly turn the ball over, trying to find Vandervorst.
Yeah, they were not on the same page there at all. She was looking to pass it quickly, and Vandervorst, she was just headed towards the other end of the court. And that's one of those things they really can't do here in this final frame.
7 minutes, 10 seconds to go in quarter number four. Here's a three-pointer. Carmen Wells from deep, and she finally misses from outside. A rare miss for Carmen Wells today. Offensive rebound going into the hands of the Lady Sioux, though. Here's defender. Outside, Sazu has it. Guarded closely by Dowsch, and Frickson working on Carmen Wells. And I don't believe a foul was called. I think the ball went out of bounds, last touched by Lower Brule. Frickson seems to be all right. Got up a little slow there, but she is walking back toward the other end of the floor. And here we go again. 6:45 to go in the ballgame. Lower Brule 59, North Central 31. Corner to the corner. Jacobs. Step back three-pointer. No good, but an offensive rebound going to Amory Vandervorst, and she puts it in for two. 59-33, and a steal off the inbounds. Frickson is fouled and will go to the line for two shots. And if that's on Carmen Wells, that's her fifth. And it is against Carmen Wells, so that is her fifth foul. And she will go to the bench. Scoreboard's only reading she has four fouls, but they had that up before, so unless there was a issue with the scorebook, she should have five fouls. Checking into the ballgame for her is LaRoche. 6:22 to play in quarter number four. Second free throw coming up. Frickson is able to hit. So four quick points here. Big Daddy Dave, and another near steal off the inbounds by Frickson.
Yeah, it's not insurmountable. It's a tough climb. You just have to, you know, be able to get those points and keep them off the board. And right now, they're in a pretty good stretch.
Foul called on the other end. Caitlin Thompson going into the line for two free throws. A late foul called as she threw up a shot from the left block. 6:10 to go in the ball game, as the first free throw is up, and it banks home. 60-35. Here's the second free throw coming up. And that one banks home as well. So two banked in free throws for Kaitlin Thompson. Makes the score Lower Brule 61, North Central 35. Brixton outside. Vandervoorst to three. It's no good, but a travel called before the shot anyways.
Yeah, she kind of decided to do something different than what her initial option was and got her feet tied up there.
LaRoche will bring this one across the half-court line. Guarded closely by Frickson. Here's Defender working on Hope Horner. Down low, throws up a shot, does not fall. Hope Horner coming down with the rebound. Genesis Jacobs quickly the other way in transition, trying to go coast to coast. Her layup won't fall. Offensive rebound going to Hope Horner, and she's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two shots. They need everything to fall for them at this point. Second personal foul on Defender. And the first free throw by Horner's good. 5:39 to play in the ball game. Lower Brule 61. North Central 36 after the missed free throw. Here's LaRoche the other way. Stolen by Jacobs. Jacobs in transition. Corner to Frickson. She'll drive on the low block. Throws up a shot. It's no good, but she's fouled. And will now go to the line for two shots. So free throws again coming up here for the Lady Thunder. The fourth personal foul against LaRoche. And the first free throw by Frickson is good. Again, they need every free throw to go down right now if they want an opportunity to get back into this. They're playing better defensively. Now you just need the shots to fall and a couple things to go your way.
And they've really kind of turned it on here. 6 of 9 at the free throw line. They've had a couple that have fallen really well for them, but they just got to keep plugging away. And I know it's a long ways to go, but like I said earlier, just take each trip, one at a time, and just see what you can do at that trip, and then start fresh again when you come back down.
So there must have been an error in the scorer's book because Carmen Wells has checked back into the game here for the Lady Sioux with four fouls. I mean, she was playing earlier like she had four fouls as well.
Right.
Wasn't playing as tight defensively, and here's another inbound steal for the Lady Thunder. Frickson to the rim. She'll put it in for two. Lower Brule 61, North Central 40. Frickson almost came up with another steal there. Working on Carmen Wells. Here's Thompson. Jump stop, throws up a shot, it's no good. Vandervoorst with the rebound. Gets it up court to Frickson. She'll find Hope Horner down low, but Horner's shot's no good. It's blocked away. And coming up with the basketball is LaRoche. Now she loses it out of bounds. Pass touched by the Lady Sioux in a turnover.
Yeah, good pressure there by Jacobs on her, not giving her room to turn up court, and she just couldn't hang on to the ball. Another break there for the Thunder.
Still plenty of time to go in this game, but Lower Brule 61, North Central 40. Here's Vandervoorst to the corner. Jacobs, they need this three-pointer. It's no good, but an offensive rebound going to the Lady Thunder. Here's Frickson. She'll throw up a three. That's no good as well. She gets her own offensive rebound. Throws up a mid-range jumper. She left it long, and Horner coming down with another offensive board for North Central. Genesis Jacobs in the corner. And she turned the ball over, but a timeout called on the floor. We will take one as well. 61-40. Lower Brule with the lead over North Central with 4:24 to go in the ballgame. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Rock Tough of Roscoe, they have you covered when it comes to your equipment. Whether it's new or used equipment for purchase or rental, or repair of your equipment, Rock Tough is here for you. For a complete listing of their large selection of inventory for rent or for sale, log on to rocktough.net. Give Dennis a call at 287-4133. That's 287-4133 to see what Rock Tough can do for you. Good luck, North Central Thunder, from everyone at Rock Tough in Roscoe.
Hey,
4:24 to go in the ball game. Lower Brule 61, North Central 40. Things got out of hand in quarter number three, and it might be too little too late for the Lady Thunder to get back into things, but they're certainly playing better basketball down the stretch.
Yeah, they're looking better. They're playing with a little more energy, it seems like, too, as, you know, almost like they're trying to get back in, which is good. You want that, even though you're this far down. Keep playing hard, and that's what they've been doing. And not to say the Lady Sioux have led off at all either, but they've been a little more successful here in the fourth quarter than in the third.
Full court pressure coming from the Lady Thunder. Lower Brule able to get it across the half court line with LaRoche. Now Wells has it. Just inside the three-point line. Down low to Juliana LaRoche. She throws up a shot with the right hand, and it falls for two. 63-40, Lower Brule now. Brixen getting into the corner. Vandervoorst to the high post. Here's Caitlin Horner. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up. No good by Hope Horner. Lady Sioux the other way as Brixen tips it out of bounds. 3:48 to go here in the ballgame. Here's the inbounds pass from LaRoche. She'll get it in to Carmen Wells. Wells driving to the free throw line. Shot is up. No good. Brixen the other way. Hope Horner. Her shot is up. Count the basket and the foul. Hope Horner will go to the line for one more. Foul will go on at number 55, Juliana LaRoche. That is her third personal. Sixth team foul. And the N1 free throw is no good, but another offensive rebound for the Lady Thunder. Caitlin Horner throws up a shot. It's blocked away, but a jump ball called, and possession arrow going into the hands of Lower Brule. So an inbounds pass up court to LaRoche. She hands it off to Thompson, who drives to the low block, and a foul called. Caitlin Thompson will go to the line for two shots. Quick foul there by Caitlin Horner. Was not going to allow two free points to drop in on the scoreboard. And the first free throw is up and in. One more free throw coming up. And the second one is good as well. A dead bounce off the back of the rim. She gets it to fall.
Golden from the line, 6-for-6 from the charity stripe.
Brixen, double teamed in the corner, loses control of the basketball. A turnover. Here's Carmen Wells the other way. Wells, bounce pass down low and in and out of the hands there of Estes.
Beautiful entry pass there, but just a little, I guess, too hot to handle for Estes.
Jacobs dribbling it across the timeline, handing it off. Caitlin Horner has it. Looking around, throws a bounce pass to Brixen. Brixen to the left wing. Genesis Jacobs dribbling down the baseline, throws up a jumper, looking to follow her own shot there, and she gets tied up on the floor with Estes. Jump ball called, possession arrow in favor of North Central. That's what happens when you follow your shot. Good things can happen.
Absolutely, and she's been working hard all game long.
Hope Horners off the inbounds pass. Throws up a shot. It's no good. Here's Lower Brule the other way, working on Vandervoorst. Nice bounce pass, but Brixen coming through and picking it off. She's looking to go coast to coast. Swinging it to the baseline. Genesa Jacobs' shot is no good, and a frustration foul for Genesa Jacobs after the block shot by Juliana LaRoche.
Yeah, LaRoche was looking for that football pass they've been using all game long, but that time Jacob says, no, we're not having that.
An all-new group into the game here for the Lady Thunder. 65-42, 2:33 to go. As the starters will now head to the bench, and a game that they'd like to have back. Just got a little out of hand in that third quarter for North Central. Here's Wells. throwing a football pass to the left corner. Three-pointer is up by Sazu, and it's no good. Last touch by Lower Brule as it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I think really what hurt North Central is when Jacobs got into foul trouble there in the second and had to sit a good chunk out, and that's when things kind of, you know, the Lady Sioux started pulling away.
Birch has it in the corner, trying to get it to the top of the key, but it's stolen away by Wells. Here's Wells, trying to go coast-to-coast. Her shot's no good. An offensive rebound, though, and the putback is good by Caitlin Thompson. So the starter's still in the game here for Lower Brule. Well, under 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Here's Birch again. Getting it to the high post. Ella Batty back outside. A deep two-pointer is up and in. Caitlin Englehart for two and a timeout called. With 1:41 to go in the fourth quarter, we'll take one as well, a 30-second Integra timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network. At Ken's Super Fair Foods, you'll find great people, low prices, and family pride. We give you more, you always pay less. Ken's Super Fair Foods is simply the best. From our family to your family, fresh foods, friendly service. We're dedicated to quality. Ken's Super Fair Foods. We're saving money as a family tradition. Both teams back on the floor, 1:41 to go in the ballgame. And a new group in here for the Lady Sioux, as they have a 23-point lead, 67-44 over North Central. They will improve to 7-6 on the season. And a travel called on top of the key. North Central will fall to 4-12 on the year. Obviously a stepping stone year for the Lady Thunder. Only one senior on this roster. And here's a quick turnover by North Central on the other end of things. 1:20 to play. Here's Sazu. Nice bounce pass down low. Ball on the floor right now as it gets back outside to Sazu. She'll now swing it to the right wing. Back to the top of the key now. Defender has it. Loses control of the basketball. And trying to come up with it as the Lady Thunder. They're not able to do so. Shot is up, no good. Defender was looking to get a hold of it, but was not able to, and a travel's called. Travel will go on Sydney Malsom. Lower Brule with control of the basketball.
Yeah, it's got a little sloppy. Of course, you see some players who normally don't get, you know, put in these situations, so you know they're kind of learning as well.
Referees calling a timeout here as they get together. Resetting that shot clock back to 35, and now it looks like we're ready for basketball. Inbounds pass. Tipped around. Here's a deep three-pointer. Sazu missed all of it as it goes out of bounds. She shot that one from the volleyball line.
Yeah, goodness. And she's not afraid to shoot it from deep either, as we've seen. She has a three-pointer earlier in the game, and it was about that same range.
Here's Birch to the high post, and it's tipped away and stolen. Lower Brule the other way, and that's a steal. Birch coming up with it. Malsom now for North Central, 30 seconds to play in the ballgame. Malsom tied up there, and a jump ball called in the hands of Lower Brule. 26.7 seconds to go, 67-44. Lower Brule with the lead over North Central. They will hold on and win this one as the shot clock is turned off, and see maybe if the subs get another shot off here. I know the shot clock's turned off, but it's always good to get reps in, and if you can get a good look in a varsity game, you might as well take it, right, in garbage time?
Absolutely. That gets you that floor time and a little more experience than you get in practice.
Malsom to the corner, throws up a two-pointer. It's no good by Englehart. Offensive rebound going to Ella Batty. She'll swing it back outside. Malsom a two-pointer. That won't fall either. 1 second to go in the game, and that will do it. 67-44. Lower Brule with the win over North Central. We'll take a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Premier Equipment post-game show and name your Venture Communications Player of the Game. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Roscoe Hardware is your full-service local hardware store with thousands of products for home improvement, lawn and garden, lots of home decor, and as an Ashley Furniture dealer, you can get furniture for every room in the house. Plus, they offer plumbing services and a whole lot more. Why wait for service at a big box store when you can have the personal attention you deserve right on Main Street in Roscoe? With monthly flyers, you'll find savings you can't pass up at Roscoe Hardware.
Insurance can be confusing. What to insure? How much to insure? At Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe, an ISB agency in Ipswich, they care about you and your needs. Give them a call to discuss your present insurance coverage to make sure you're insured properly and at a fair price. Give them a call at Dakota Insurance Solutions in Roscoe at 287-4686 or ISB Agency Ipswich at 426-6243. Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe and ISB Agency in Ipswich are proud to sponsor this sports broadcast.
With planting season upon us, make sure all of your seed needs are taken care of by contacting Seed Solutions of Roscoe. Choose from these brands, Channel, Three Hybrids, Garst, Wensman, and Seeds 2000. So if you're finding your seed supply a little short this season, be sure to call Joel at 281-1000 or Gary at 228-1756 at Seed Solutions for all of your seeds and seed treatment needs. Have a safe and productive planting season from the guys at Seed Solutions of Roscoe.
At Fortress Bank, our commitment to our customers reaches beyond the monetary aspects and into the communities in which we live, do business, and raise our families. Being recognized by Forbes magazine as the 2019 Best Bank in South Dakota shows specifically the great customer service and skills of our employees and their impact in the community. We are grateful our customers see these qualities and continue to choose us as their financial partner. Thank you from all of us at Fortress Bank in Bowdell. Member FDIC.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bowdell, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family-owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Welcome back here to Highmore. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson back in the studio. 67-44. Lower Brule coming down with the win in this girls game to begin things. The boys game coming up next. North Central will take on Jones County, the Coyotes, and we will have the pregame coverage for that in just a little bit, but it's time for your Premier Equipment post-game show, and it was tight and contested through the first half. Just an 8-point lead for Lower Brule, 32-24 at the half, and then they ran away with things in quarter number three. North Central tried to tighten it up in quarter number four, but just too little too late down the stretch for them.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, and what really hurt North Central, again, Genesis Jacobs getting into foul trouble in the first half there and having to sit. That's when you kind of see, you know, you saw the offense almost, you know, like Mike Tyson says, you have a play until you get punched in the mouth. And that was their punch in the mouth, and they really never got back on track after that. They had a decent fourth quarter. They got a little bit better, but they really had a tough time after that. And Lower Brule took full advantage of that between, goodness, Carmen Wells and Juliana LaRoche. And the offense that they played, they stayed with what it is that they, you know, they set up all through the game, and it really paid off.
Yeah, it certainly did, and they were able to come out with a win. Let's name your Venture Communications Player of the Game. Big Daddy Dave, who do you have?
It was a tough one between Carmen and Juliana for Lower Brule. Carmen Wells will go with her. She finished with 25 points on the game. What was it? She had 5 3-pointers. And she was just a leader out there on the court, you know, distributing the ball, grabbing rebounds here and there. So, yeah, she would definitely get the nod today.
All right, so she is your Venture Communications Player of the Game. We'll take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll preview the boys' game. It's Jones County, the Coyotes, taking on the North Central Thunder right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.